my picture, he shows me who am I. This is what we are following up. Here, Rumi is trying to show me how I'm made up. Who am I? It is like a mirror, but I have to understand the mirror, so the mirror will show me my picture. If not, mirror is mirror good for all monkeys?
No.
A lot of them, they don't understand. They think there is another monkey over there, period. You should understand it. So here, Amir is angry because that fellow is the wrong one. He shouldn't be like that. Not to do anything but what? But expect a lot of good stuff, and in the moment of the judgment, just hide down and run away. That's the animal. Let's explain this animal. We'll come back to the story because it's not finished. Yes.
The story of Dalkakis, checkmating the Sayyid, the Shah of Termit. The Shah was playing chess with Dalkakis. He checkmated him. Immediately, the Shah's anger burst out. He cried, "Checkmate! Checkmate!" And the haughty monarch threw the chessmen one by one at his head, saying, "Take it. Here is checkmate for you, you scoundrel." Dalkakis restrained himself and said, "Mercy." The prince commanded him to play a second game. He was trembling like a naked man in bitter cold. He played the second game, and the Shah was defeated. The time and moment for saying, "Checkmate, checkmate," arrived. Dalkakis jumped up and ran into a corner, and in his fear, hastily flung 6 rugs over himself. He lay hidden beneath cushions and 6 rugs that he might escape from the Shah's blow. The Shah exclaimed, "Hide, hide, what have you done? What is this?" he replied. "Checkmate, checkmate, 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 oh excellent Shah. How can one tell the truth to you except undercover? Oh wrathful man, who art wrath and fire."
Yeah. Okay, it was simple. Is there something in the day? No. But let me read one verse of it, just to hear the poetic language here. گفت شاه هی هی چه کردی چیست این گفت شاه 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 هی شاه گزین. Because شاه, you say checkmate, at the same time it's the king. Shah is the king. And over there, you know why you say checkmate? You say your king is in a wrong position. Check your king. That's why we say shah, shah, shah. So here, shah, shah, shah is, at the same time, he's calling the king, you king, and the same king, because we are talking about what? We are talking about that inflated ego of the king of that game. Because in that game, none of these matters except that one, right? Why? Just because we said so. That piece of wood over there is very stupid to believe it, to think that, yes, I am the king. This is the game. Because I am the king is in me. The ego, inflated ego, is here. I should understand, no. I'm not the king, they made me the king. Within this culture, from different blah, 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 which one could be, I am this one who is teaching Masnavi. It could have been another one. I am made like this. I shouldn't believe I am the king. Here is that one point hidden in the poetic language. Yes.
Oh, you who are defeated, while I, defeated by your majesty's blows, are crying, checkmate, checkmate, under your house furnishings. When the quarter became filled with the furious shouts of the emir, and his kicking the door, and holding, and seizing, the people quickly rushed out from left and right, crying, oh,
suddenly
let's...
back to our story. That king which is angry and going around now, yes, everybody like this fellow who couldn't play the checkmate with the king, everybody is worried and... yes.
Oh, prince, it is the hour for pardon and grace. His brain is dry, and at this time his intelligence is inferior to the intelligence and understanding of children. Asceticism and old age have come on top of each other, and no revelation has been given to him in his asceticism. He has suffered the pain, but never seen the gain from the beloved. He has done the work, but never seen the wages for his work.
Now, the people, they are talking to the king that this fellow, have pity on him. Why? He said, okay, that zuhd, that getting away and being old, not doing everything, and not being able to do everything, are added, and that getting away didn't pay anything to him. Yes, he has suffered, but he didn't gain anything. Poor fellow. And the point is that whatever he was doing, that deed has no essence in it. This is where he's pointing, Rumi is pointing that. There should be an essence in what you do. That probably either there was no really jewel, the essence in his work, or the reaction is not here yet, because we talked about it. Here, everything is big or small or whatever. Because there is no rule that if you do this, this will happen. Yes?
Either the essential thing was not in his work at all, or by decree the hour for the reward has not arrived. Either his labor has been like the labor of the Jews, or the recompense has been connected with the appointed season. For him it is sorrow and misfortune enough that he is without anyone to succor him in this vale of blood. His eyes are painful, and he sits in the corner, sour-faced and chop-fallen. There is no occultist to sympathize with them, nor has he any intelligence that he should find the way to an eye solid.
You see, Rumi is explaining what a poor guy this fellow is really. Why? This is why. Because he is not trying, he doesn't believe, he's not following someone. He wants to be the best, just like that, and he doesn't see all these steps which it takes to improve yourself. Yes?
He is making an effort with conjecture and opinion. The matter rests in maybe till it turns out well. Far is the road he must travel before he sees the beloved. Because he does not seek the head, his desire is headship.
This is that we started, do you remember book one? Just at the half of it, when he started to say, he said, you should find someone who knows better than you. Because if not, you believe that you are the best. And that's the worst stuff that could happen to you, to think that you are the best. If there is If you cannot find someone better than yourself in this universe, kill yourself. Because your life is not worth it. What does that mean? There is a lot of people who are much better than me in this stuff and that stuff and that stuff, because we work together. This is what this fellow is depth in. My belief, and I know what I'm doing. Yes.
At one time, he is in reproach, saying, the portion allotted to me from this calculation is pain. At another time, he is in quarrel with his own luck, saying, all are flying, and we have our wings cut off. Whoever is imprisoned in scent and color, his spirit is oppressed, though he is in asceticism.
This is the point, that situation, being lonely, not connecting, not working with the others, not understanding this relationship, is like being in prison. Because what is the worst? Why the prison is no good? As far as I know, prison is a very lovely place. Honest. There is a guy in Italy, we talked about it seriously, to pretend that we are crazy. What will happen? They take us to prison. Then we are comfortable. We don't have to do anything. Then we sit down and we start to draw. And they saw that these prisoners, they draw, they give us some paper and pen, and we draw some plannings and stuff, we do all of this, and if it is good, they will build it. But over there, we are free, we don't have to do this and that and that and that. Yeah. As an illusion, it looks like that. The only thing that you lose, really, when you go to the prison, you don't have to work. You are fed. And there is a doctor, and the service, and everything, right? But you don't have this communication. That's what you will miss. And that's the most important part of your life. Because connecting with the others, that connection is the most important stuff in my life, period. Yes?
Until he comes forth from this narrow resting place, how should his spirit be happy and his breast expanded with joy? One should never give a knife or a razor to ascetics in solitude before they have gained the spiritual revelation. Since the anguish of disappointments and the grief would cause them to rip their bellies asunder from agitation of mind.
Yeah. So, he brought in one example here to explain what? To explain that, listen, you, remaining you, and disconnecting with the other people, you are doomed to be jealous, to feel bad, to feel nothing, because you are almost nobody. You are a part of we. If not, you're nothing. Let's explain this more. Here, read the next one, which is sillier even, yeah.
How Mustafa.
Please remember that we are talking about bewilderment. So, it should be like this. Yes.
How Mustafa, on whom be peace, cast himself down from Mount Hira because of his distress on the long delay of Gabriel, on whom be peace, in appearing, and how Gabriel, on whom be peace, showed himself to him, saying, do not cast yourself down, for fortunes are in front of you. Whenever separation overpowered